DEC is going through a 45-day comment period, allowing the public to look at the plan and see what's proposed to clean up the million-square-foot complex, buildings of various designs and various uses over time. The Krogh plan is to tear down some of the space to allow a courtyard in the middle to serve a planned hotel. Under state law, the developer has a cleanup plan proposed, and it goes to DEC for study and potential approval. Then the actual work is done under Albany supervision. Chad Stanishevsky is regional remediation engineer. Stanishevsky says doing all of this for a building which is to be rehabbed isn't unusual.
In the city of Buffalo, obviously, we have to deal with a lot of former buildings. Sometimes those buildings are demolished as part of the redevelopment, and then we have better access to soil or groundwater. In this case, the building was in suitable condition to reuse, so that's one of the constraints of our investigation and our remediation, but it's not uncommon.
If the work is done according to plan and DEC certifies that happened, the developer can ask Albany for tax credits to help pay the cost, and that can run to many millions of dollars. For the Trico complex, cleanup steps range from pumping out and cleaning wastewater in the basement to pumping chemicals into the ground underneath the complex to clean up contamination by neutralizing other chemicals. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.